Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And happy weekend. Welcome to another edition of Focus on Community. I'm Frank Rush, being joined this weekend by, oh my goodness, it's Rick Berger from Duke Energy. How you doing?
Good morning, Frank. How are you, sir?
So for folks who don't know, they see you as the face of Duke Energy around here, and they think that you're the guy that runs the squirrel, that turns the cage, that turns the lights on. What is it exactly you do besides appear on shows like this and hand out checks to charities around town?
Yeah. Well, I'm on several boards throughout the Wabash Valley. You know, my area covers from Vermilion County to Owen County to Putnam County, Clay, and then Vigo County. So I'm on
a big
lot
area.
Of boards. Yeah.
You got a big area.
Yeah, big area, but really a very active area, which I really enjoy being on boards that I can help make a difference in an area of trying to create jobs. That's one thing that Duke Energy strives for. And you said, we give a lot of checks out in communities too, and that's shareholder dollars that we're giving out from Duke Energy.
Now, as you talk about your area, are you one of the biggest areas in the state?
No, believe it or not, how many guys are like Rick Berger? There's nine of us in the state, but it's interesting. You go back 23 years ago, there was 35 managers. Now there's nine. So it shows you how our area's condensed to a larger area.
Yeah. And in your area, you've actually got one power plant in your area that you're responsible for now.
Yeah, it used to be two, but as everyone knows, Wabash Station is down. You know, we've taken it down, but Cayuga Generating Station.
Yeah, yes. That's up there. And there's what? I think there's a peaking plant up there.
A peaking plant right across on State Road 63.
Yeah, yes. So you guys going to do anything up there at Wabash? I mean, you guys still got to worry about what, another 8-9 months to clean up?
Yeah, that's a good, 9 months to clean up. So we're cleaning up all the debris from the plant. And we get done, it'll be a green space site. Hopefully for some use in the future, because our switch yard is there, which is all the infrastructure from the state to that side of the state comes.
Most
right
people
there.
Don't know have an idea what that means.
Yeah, infrastructure basically where you can bring the electricity out and in, and we got all the lines, and we're talking high voltage lines that they see, the big towers that you see go across the state of Indiana.
Yeah, and that kind of electricity coming in is the stuff. There's enough juice there to run a factory as well as thousands of homes.
Yes,
too.
Sir. Yes. Yeah.
So that's there.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So hopefully you're going to do something else soon.
Yeah. I mean, that's a big tax loss for Vigo County there when you had a plant like that. It's been there since 1954, created a lot of good jobs for a lot of men and women. I think some of your family even worked there, didn't they?
Didn't work there, but worked right across across the street from it. And I remember seeing it there every morning when I got up to go to school every day, as did a lot of people.
It was
too.
A landmark.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, hopefully we'll see something back in the future.
In the meantime,
Duke Energy, which back in that day was Public Service Indiana.
Yes, sir.
I think. And then there was, I don't remember all
PSI
the
PSI Energy, Synergy, Duke Energy, and the new Duke Energy logo. So in my 43 years there, I've seen five logo changes.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and about three or four different businesses altogether. That was kind of the...
But it's a great company, and I'm proud to work for them for what we do to our communities. We really try to give back to our communities, too.
One of the things that, of course, we mainly got you in here for today is to talk a little bit about energy efficiency. And as odd as it seems, it's like I would think that you guys would want us to use more juice. I mean, because obviously, as any business, and make no mistake about it, even though you do have a monopoly over your service area, there is no competition for you except for people that want to maybe put in their own solar panels or something like that. You don't have any competition. And you would think that you would want to sell, you're in the business to sell kilowatts, as we've talked about. So why don't you want to sell more?
Yeah, and that's a good point. One is if we don't have to build new generation units, we don't have to go asking for rate increases. So if we can educate people to use wisely and keep their bills lower, I think we would have happier customers too. So I think that's one thing we look at is not have to build future generation and trying to keep customers, because we've got a lot of great programs people have taken care advantage of and need to take advantage of, some great programs.
We're using more juice now than we ever had before, aren't we?
We have. The load's up. Well, now the load's probably down now because of everything we're going through with this virus.
Right.
It's amazing. But everyone's affected by that. You know, our revenue's down is a lot of people.
You say the load's down, but then again, okay, a lot of businesses and factories aren't down, but then it's just shifted because...
It's shifted to residential now because people might be at home. But that residential load is nothing close to the industrial load.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, you've seen that shift. That's a good point. Residential went up, has went up.
So, I mean, but with everybody using their phones, and now we're wanting people to plug in their cars, and we've got, yeah, we've got everything under the sun that needs to be plugged in and using juice now. So, you know, you would think that you guys are using more and more and more.
Well, our load is down, yeah. But, you know, we were projected probably, I think, 2-3% growth for all this happened, but there's no way with everything that's happened here today, you know.
So you guys are going to be able to keep us supplied for a while, but yeah, you still want us to do it right.
Right. And, you know, people say, man, do you have enough electricity to get through the summer? We do. You know, we have to plan out 5, 10, 15 years in generation because you don't build a power plant, as you know, Frank, overnight.
Yeah. Well, the last one that was built here in the state was just, about an hour down the road or 2 hours down the road in Destech, or not Destech.
Edwardsport.
Edwardsport, yeah.
And that's a, you know, where you burn coal and natural gas. So you can pretty well use whatever the best rate is at the time and you can use either or.
So, but you, like I said, you want us to be a little bit wiser about what we do. And I think a lot of folks now have, we're all cheap, and LED lights and that kind of thing, they all use a lot less juice than the old incandescent bulbs. And now the LEDs, at least in my eye, they're starting to look like the old bulbs used to. They're not, you know, they're a little bit better, so.
You know, there's a lot of, I like to drive a lot of people to our, the webpage at Duke Energy because there's so many apps out there. One I like seeing people use is on the phone, and you could have this app, and it shows you a daily usage. Mm-hmm. You want to set a high point on it. It'll alert you whenever. You know, remember a few years ago when we put these smart meters in, right?
Took a little bit of heat over that one,
didn't you? Let me tell you, these smart meters are really paying off because they're feeding so much information back to us, to the consumer.
Yeah.
Outages. It helps us on outages. Our reliability on the time of getting the outages repaired has helped us with these smart meters.
So do you know the lights are out before I call you?
No, and that's what I want to stress. If your lights are out, you still call us. We don't have this big switchboard with 900,000 little dots on it, you know.
Why not?
No, we just don't, you know. But no, and that's a good point. I really want to stress to people, when your lights are out, call. Because we don't know until, and that will be tracked all the way through, and you'll probably get a courtesy call, maybe 2 o'clock in the morning when your lights are back on, be sure you're on.
I've gotten them before too. You know?
Yeah.
That's okay. I mean, it's like, I'd rather you check and find out than to leave me sitting there in the dark and wondering, gee, what's up?
So, and the other thing you find out there too, you can see on that outage where it's assessing that maybe it's going to be 4 hours, 5 hours, once we get it assessed, and you'll have an update information there.
It's been my experience that normally, that guesstimation on your part has been a little off, but it's been good because usually it comes back on before you said it was going to normally.
Yeah. And that's, as a manager, I much rather see that than say, hey, you're going to be back in 2 hours and it's 6 hours. Wow. That's a wrong thing to do.
What kind of programs is Duke really doing as far as energy efficiency? Because I know for a while there's been some that have come and gone and all that. So what's going on now?
There's home assessments. If you qualify as a Duke owner of a home, they'll come out and a contractor for Duke Energy and do home assessments. You'll get a box of free light bulbs and all the kind of energy efficiency. The one I want to really push on commercial side, there's a lot of incentives. And I know here in the Wabash Valley, small restaurants, you'll get rebates on lights and things like that. And usually it'll pay 50, 60% of your job to do that. So it's really, you're paying for it in your rate as a customer. Take advantage of it.
Is there still a, because there used to be a thing where, like, if you'd upgrade, like, your heating and air conditioning, they used to get rebates or something like that. Is there still something like that?
Like you and I were talking earlier, you said a couple years ago you put a heat pump in. There's incentives for heat pumps, Total Electric, and all that stuff out there, and air conditioning units.
And you guys don't really necessarily recommend a specific unit, appliance, or even a contractor. You're kind of a one for all for one type.
You know, we sell kilowatts, but here we go. We sell kilowatts, but we want you to use them wisely too. And there's a lot of great contractors out here in the Wabash Valley.
Now, as far as folks go, and I know you guys have pushed this for a long time, over the summer, lightning storms and stuff, power goes out.
Yeah.
A lot of folks are going to get, I've seen more ads for it anyway, or think about, you know, whole home generators and that kind of stuff. This is not a project that you take on lightly or by yourself. First of all, it's expensive. And secondly, you want to make sure that whoever's hooking the wires together knows what they're doing.
And that's a good point because as an owner out there, you could backfeed into our system, make our lines energized. So let's say you have one of our employees out there working on a pole, should be dead, but somehow that's feeding back to it. We've seen problems like that. So
you could kill somebody if you're not careful.
Easily. It doesn't take high voltage to kill a person. Low voltage kills a person too. So I would stress to people, be sure that there's an item called a disconnect, but get someone qualified to really protect that. Your system and our system too. Yeah.
Well, you guys will, because you're a utility and nobody likes utilities.
Yeah. What they see us as a monopoly. I agree.
Well, but what I'm getting at is that, you know, you're the boogeyman that charges me a lot of money every month for stuff that I need.
But it does a lot of things for a person too.
Well, that's it. So what is the biggest misconception that you as a manager hear from all your employees that people like me as the consumer out of here give you guys? What's the one thing we're getting wrong that you kind of wish everybody knew?
I think we use electricity, we could use it more wiser. I mean, we just seem like we're in a society of leaving lights on, things like that. And yeah. I think some simple things people can do, just turning your lights off, just using ceiling fans and circulating air, those little things add up to be a major thing too. So I would just like to see people go out to our webpage, and we have all kind of educational, helpful hints of what you can do. Even myself, I keep learning, and all these years I've been with this company, there's new methods out there of doing things, too.
Well, that's, and if you don't progress, obviously.
Yeah.
And that's just the way things are going nowadays. Everybody's got to do a little progression.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. You know, the one other thing I'd like to, maybe you asked about that, is we're going through some trying times right now.
Right.
And what I would like to encourage people, don't get in trouble and get turned off. Then you got a deposit. You're going to pay Duke. Give us the chance. If you see you're in trouble or you're going to be in trouble, give us a call. I promise you, our people will try the best to come up with some options to help you.
And now's the time to do it. Don't wait.
Don't wait when you're getting close to being shut off tomorrow, today. I would just encourage you. We do help a lot of people. As you know, through June here, we're not disconnecting anyone. That's part of this too. And I'm proud the company continued doing that, too.
Yeah, that's one of those things that was kind of required, but it's going to go away.
It's going to go away.
I think people need to understand that, is that, you may be racking up a light bill now and you're not going to get cut off. There will come a time.
You have to settle up. And here's why we're trying to be proactive. Our call center is taking time now to call John Doe and say, well, John Doe, 45 days out, could you make some type of payment? So,
yeah.
We're trying to reach out and be proactive before we get that negative publicity out there at the end.
You do take heat, but I'll give you a chance to kind of answer to some of that.
Sure.
Because it's like, well, the reason I'm so far behind is because the light bill's so high and you guys have the rates so high and I can't afford it. But you got a lot of people work for you.
Yeah, we do.
Wire hanging along the side of the road, copper ain't cheap.
Yeah, and that's true. That's a good point. As you know, utility business too, it's... It takes a lot of money to run a corporation, and our company is an old company, like all the roads and bridges in our country today.
Mm-hmm.
We're upgrading it. I think if you look here in the city of Brazil right now, people are seeing we're putting new lines in and new structures. We have to upgrade it, and that's what we're doing. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's not just the feed lines either. That's just the generation standpoint, because you guys, although how much do you actually buy from other places as opposed to generate on your own?
It depends on the day. So daily we have I call energy brokers. They're out there looking what the price is that we could generate, at Cayuga Generating Station, and what we can go to the market. And there are times we can buy cheaper on the market, so we let that plant sit idle and go buy out there.
Really?
Yeah, we do.
Now, see, anytime I drive by a power plant, I think that thing's just probably sitting there and it's just cooking away full tilt to make things happen.
Now, if you go back many years ago, probably did. But today, we have to look at that because that's controlling our prices. If we can save money, we'll go out and buy it online and leave the plant sitting idle for there.
Here in Indiana, what's the percentage of the state that Duke handles?
We serve 69 of 92 counties.
Okay.
So we got a majority of the state. We do.
Yeah.
And, we got great partnerships with everybody. That's one thing I love in my job. I get to work with a lot of different people, and I do believe it takes a village of people to make things happen.
Hurricane season's here. How many folks have you got here that are ready to go out and hit the road?
And again, we got this virus. So when you send your Indiana folks, You know, here's what we do. If you have 30 linemen, you divide them up in sections of 10 and leave them separate, because if they get affected, you only affect 10 and not 30. So we've done the same thing in generating stations. But you're right, hurricane season's coming up. I was talking to my boss the other day, and we're getting prepared for that, because they expect an active hurricane season. And again, we serve Florida and the Carolinas, you know, in our system, in our enterprise.
Yeah, you're not just helping out another business, you're helping out yourself.
Yeah, and that's what's really nice about having a workforce that you can move like an army. You really can.
Yeah. And with that said, though, it's not just all of our people here going there.
No. And they've come here before on ice storms. They come here for, you know.
Well, ice storms, or you have tornadoes and stuff go through during the spring and summer.
You're right.
You know.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, I'll tell you, you know, it's good to have you guys there. We like your electricity. We wish it were cheaper, but we like your electricity. But we like your electricity. So, yeah. And as far as one of the things, too, that we mentioned, Duke is always usually helping out lots of different charities and events throughout the area. And we laugh about it, but you guys do hand out a lot of checks.
We do. And, you know, the main one here, you and I were talking about that earlier, is the big one here in Clay County, is the big food drive down there in December. And our men and women step up and give support to that, and to go out and see that need. It really is very humbling.
And you guys are also helping out the Vigo County Fair.
It's just, I'm proud to work for a company that gives back.
And you even helped out a little bit with Brazil Rotary, too.
We did, with the 4th of July celebration. Yes.
So, okay. Well, okay. We like your electricity. We don't like your rates. But we like it when you help out the groups in our area, too. So you're kind of like the Santa Claus from Duke Energy, aren't you? Because you wind up going to a lot of events, doing a lot of that. So.
I do, yeah.
It's not a bad gig if you can get it.
Yeah, if you can get it, that's right. Like I said, 43 years, and it's been fun.
When's the last one coming?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe another, 15 years I got in me, probably? I don't think so.
Rick Berger from Duke Energy, thanks for being with us today. If you missed any or all a part of the show today, you want to hear it again, or go back and find a little part that you maybe didn't quite hear right, and we got it for you as a podcast right now on the website. See you next weekend.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.